grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to guide us. God's word to nourish us. God's word to feed our lives as we live in this world as God's children, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, is from the Old Testament lesson. I want you to listen to these words once again. From Genesis chapter 32, and Jacob was left alone. A man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket. Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have forgotten." So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to let us know that we are not alone in this world. That we have God as our guide, as the one who nourishes us with his word each and every day of our lives. As we strive in this world as God's children, we face many kinds of difficulties, many kinds of challenges. I was just reflecting on that 3 years ago, September 2016. I had four little things up here on the forehead. And I thought they were bug bites because I had just been up at the cabin. I had mowed the grass, and all of these, suddenly, these four things on my head were itching like crazy. And I started itching them, and they became bigger and bigger. And that was on a Friday. I didn't see the doctor until the following Wednesday. And that doctor concurred with me that they were bug bites. The redness had gone into the eye. And she said to me, "If your eye hurts more than another week, go see your eye doctor." I couldn't stand it 2 days later because it was just itching and wild. And finally I went to the eye doctor. He said, "You don't have bug bites. You have shingles." And ever since that time, I have wrestled with God over the post-shingle neuropathy that I still have. I itch my head. The sores are still there. It reminds me constantly that this physical body is not perfect. That this physical body will someday die. This physical body will also one day rise again. And this physical body will be perfect because of God, because of Jesus, because of his suffering, death, and resurrection. We all have perfect bodies in heaven. But until that day comes, I'm going to wrestle with God. I'm going to wrestle with him like you wrestle with God from time to time. Your spiritual life is a spiritual roller coaster. Some days you're up, some days you're down in the valley. Those up days are so great, so glorious. Do you think of crazy God? Most of the time, no. When we're brought together in church, we go, "Oh, yes, God, thank you for the beautiful sunshine. Thank you for giving me this day. Thank you, Lord." And then when we go down into the valley and we wrestle with God, whether it's because of a sickness, because of a broken bone, or a broken relationship, or anything else that we go through, we say, "God, where are you?" We become like the man in the panels as he looked back on the panels of his life, and you know about the footprints in the sand. And this man was discussing with God about how he saw two sets of footprints on good times. But then he said, God, you know, when I look back and I see and I think about all of those horrible things that went on in my life, and I only see one set of footprints, where were you? And God says to the man, it is true, I walked with you when you saw two sets of footprints. But when you saw one set of footprints, I was carrying you. God carries us, each of us, during our lifetimes, because our life is a journey. A journey that's not going to be all petals and roses. A journey that's going to see the rose thorns and feel those rose thorns. It's a journey that we're going to get joy. And we're going to give God thanks for the life that he gives us. The life that he gives our children, when we're holding our children in our arms, or even the life that our grandchildren have. I thank God for my children. I thank God for my spouse. Above all, I thank God for my spouse, because without Karen, I wouldn't have grandchildren. Or I might, but not the three grandchildren, or the three children that I have, and the five grandchildren and two on the way. Give God thanks and praise. But I also give him thanks and praise for the difficult times as well. The deaths that I've seen in our family and have felt. The broken bones. The time when I played football and went through the line as a running back. Yeah, I was a running back, even as tall as I am, you know. And when the bottom leg went one way, the top leg went the other way, I still gave God thanks. Because he was with me. As God is with you each and every day of your lives, we suffer. We wrestle. We wrestle with God and wonder what kind of thing God wants us to learn. The biggest lesson is that he's always with us. God is our refuge and strength, as the psalmist writes. And did you know that Psalm is the 46th Psalm? And Martin Luther used that Psalm as a basis for his hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Our God is a mighty fortress. Our God is that refuge and strength. That's our God. He doesn't disappear when we have good days. He doesn't disappear on our bad days. He's always there. But have you wrestled with God lately? Have you asked God what he wants you to learn from your wrestling, from your struggle, whether it's a financial struggle or whether it's a physical struggle that happens to the body? Or husbands and wives. Have you thought about the struggles that you face in your life? And as you wrestle with God through those struggles, that he's there to give you strength. He's there to help you. He's there to lift you up and give you encouragement. Raising children is a difficult challenge. But anyone with children can tell anyone. No 2 days are the same. No 2 days are the same with your marriages as well. No 2 days are the same with our loving God. Except, as the writer of the Hebrews says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and yes, forever. Jesus is the same. Jesus' love and forgiveness for you is the same today as it is tomorrow, as it is next week, as it is next year. God's love never fails. God's love never
forsakes you. God's love is always there, mending the brokenhearted, lifting up each and every individual. That's God. That's our God. And that's His grace, His mercy, His peace that He gives us, because we need His presence in our lives. Oh, we think that we can do it on our own, because the world tells us to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. You get all this learning in school, that should be enough for you. You'll learn how to solve problems, how to add, subtract, divide, multiply. You'll learn a history that goes around in circles. When our son was having some problems with his son, I kind of laughed. I says, you know, what goes around comes around. But that's true with us, each one of us. We're going to come up and we're going to take the body given and the blood shed for you for the remission of your sins. We're going to feel that forgiveness. We're going to know that God assures us of that forgiving blood. And you know, we're going to go out the door and we're going to do the same darn stuff all over again. That's the great news. That's the good news, that once we do that, when we come back to the altar, God forgives us. He forgives those mistakes, those failures, those sins that we have committed in thought, word, and deed. It's a forgiveness that caused Peter to ask, Lord, do I forgive only 7 times? And the Lord says, no, 70 times 7. Means an infinite number of times when your brother or sister comes back and asks for forgiveness, you forgive them. I remember one such incident among many of my failures as I was standing in front of Karen and we were arguing, and our son Paul, who was going to reach 40 next February, was about 4 and crawled up in between us and he said, stop fighting, forgive yourselves, forgive each other. And you just had to laugh and everything was, yeah, that's right, I am sorry, you're forgiven. That's where our wrestles happen. That's where our struggles, our challenges. And God gives us the ability and the strength to forgive one another. Because He knows, because we're sinful creatures, we're going to have failures. We're going to sin. We're going to turn away from Him. But He also knows that He will forgive us because it transforms us. It transforms each and every one of us into a new creation. Paul writes in the second letter to the Corinthian church at the 5th chapter, the 17th verse, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And you are new children of God in Jesus. And as new children of God in Jesus, you know that God loves you. You know that for Christ's sake, you are given eternal life and forgiveness of sins. You are transformed into a new creature, enabled and empowered to love like Christ loved you and gave Himself up for you to give you eternal life and forgiveness of sins. And being that transformed creation, you're able to share Jesus and the love that God has for you with others each and every day of your lives. In Christ's holy name, amen. Amen.